This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. As always, you can bring up anything you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Still to come, the so-called smart device that called the cops on a domestic dispute that it was overhearing. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Brett.
And Mark.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. In the last hour, Socrates called in. He brought up the no-go zones, which, as I recalled, was basically BS. And we found some of the stories where one of the guys who was originally on Fox News reporting about the so-called no-go zones recanted what he said later on in a statement on his website. And we can tell you what the Swedish police had to say about it coming up here in moments. But first, let's go to Tom. He's in Baltimore listening online. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, I was on hold since the last caller, and I caught parts of what you guys were talking about. And I agree with Mark. And I was going to agree with the last caller. I don't know how they're exactly defining a quote-unquote no-go zone, but there certainly exists in the states areas that are so under-policed because they're so undesirable that you could consider it a place similar to what you were describing as a no-go zone. In fact, as evidence, let me present this to you.
That's well, just before you go on, you used to be a cop in Baltimore. Was that the case in Baltimore? Were there areas where your department was told you shouldn't go there?
Well, you're not told you're not supposed to go there, but let me give you an example.
So it's not a policy?
No, no. Okay. It certainly couldn't be. But it's so adhered to, simply out of human nature, because police, like anyone else, for the most part, prefer not to be under assault, literally and figuratively, their entire tour or shift, as you might call it. So take, for example, Patterson Park, and there are many parks throughout Baltimore City. we used to have, and this is what I was going to give you as evidence, many police departments, you'll notice, have divisions. You'll have, like New York, for example. I don't know why they did away with it, but at one point in time, at least when I was working, they had transit police. They had housing authority police. They had the PSA, the police service area police, the police you'd see on the street. And they all went to the same police academy. And they came out and they were assigned to these different divisions. Now, there was transferring among them, but because a lot of people didn't want to work like a tunnel rat, they had to form that. In Chicago, they paid the housing police, I think, $3,000 a year more than their regular police because it was such an undesirable place to be. They had to have special training. There's no way to secure a stairwell in these high-rise buildings, so you're taking extra risk. So I think they deserve that extra pay. But as time went on, park police is another decision. But as time went on, like in Baltimore, you got rid of the park police. You simply merged them into one department. It's all about money, by the way. They want to get the money centralized, so it's easier to steal. And what you'll find is they don't cover those areas once they consolidate. And Patterson Park, my grandmother used to be able to sleep there. You wouldn't want to walk through there during the day now. So that's what happens to these areas. And in Baltimore, if you want to see where all the murders, where all the riots took place, it's all in the housing authority area. Hmm. Because when they consolidate, when they merge the housing police, they never replaced them. My question is this. Where did the millions and millions of dollars go that they were getting from the federal government? It's never been accounted for.
So one of my thoughts here is that oftentimes when you
You're saying that places are under-policed. But when you over-police an area, you'll find that the denizens of a particular area tend to become very short-tempered with police. And, is it possible to over-police at the same time?
Absolutely. I'll tell you this. I am absolutely opposed to being a revenue generator, writing tickets, collecting revenue. I don't like ordinances. I don't like enforcing a lot of statutory law. Mm-hmm. These things make you an enemy of the public that you want to have embrace you.
Right,
you want them to help you out. You can over-police an area to the point where they hate you just for that. And who wouldn't?
Right.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's so many areas where if the cops go and try to ask for help investigating a real crime like a murder, people won't even answer the door. They don't want to talk to the cops. They don't trust them.
Right, and so often it really does come down to the money issue. You know, all of these laws, the drug laws, I'm so sick of people talking about fighting a drug war that clearly was never legal in the first place. Listen, if they can tell you what not to put in your body, how long do you think it's going to be before they can tell you what you will put in your body? It's coming. It's mm-hmm. coming if we don't stand up for what our rights are. And you never hear anybody ask me. They suggest new laws in the Congress, in the Senate, wherever, local. I watch these local governments metastasize like cancer. And no one ever says, do we have the legal authority to do this? And does it make sense to do this? They just grow. You know, these local governments are like cancers.
Sure. They just do whatever they want, and then they hope they don't get called on it. And every now and then somebody finally, you know, gets arrested who can afford the attorney or the ACLU provides one, and they finally push back against
it. But the thing is,
whatever.
Ian, they become such a juggernaut at a certain point that they're almost impossible to stop.
You can't fight City Hall. There's a reason why that phrase exists. They are very hard to stop. Thank you, Tom, for your call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. According to the story at Snopes about the no-go zones, Eric Jansaker, the police chief in Malmo's southern areas, told us the term no-go zone has never appeared in their reports, and that Gunmanson admits as much in his column. However,
they don't write English.
Since he used it, the term has taken hold in the popular imagination. Jansaker's jurisdiction includes two problem areas, Malmo neighborhoods Rosengard and Seved. He told us that local investigators have been overwhelmed with the caseload from 14 recent murders. 8 to 10 in the same time span would be normal for the area, but there aren't areas, that there aren't areas where police can't go. To drive this point home, one of Jansaker's employees, Officer Johannes Schultz, took us along his regular foot patrol of Rosengard, one of these bad areas. He walked briskly and frequently stopped to greet or chat briefly with citizens. One little boy stepped in his path to ask for a high five, and Schultz happily obliged. Another child on a scooter smiled at him and sought his attention by calling shyly, "Johannes!" Schultz said hello. People were out walking and children crowded playgrounds. He says, "You're in the no-go zone," he said jokingly. "Are you scared?" "Me neither." It's clear that Schultz and other officers in his cohort spend a lot of time in the neighborhood, and he described going out and talking to school children in an effort to build rapport, and every other person he passed seemed to not only know him, but to like him. Despite the negative attention, Schultz said that Rosengard is a tight-knit community where people look out for each other.
Schultz, you can't expect this guy to know what he's talking about. He knows nothing!
Can we agree? Do we have consensus, at least at this table, that there's a little bit too much being hung up on the term no-go zone? And debunking the existence of no-go zones doesn't necessarily eliminate the idea that there's a problem, right? Like, obviously, the BuzzFeeds or the Huffington Post or the Young Turks of the world love this story because with what sinks to the bottom of the ocean with the idea of no-go zone is that there's any problem at all. And I think it's fair to acknowledge that there is a problem. Fact number one, people move. Right. Fact number two, people move for certain incentives. And those incentives, especially in the socialist countries of Europe, have changed dramatically over the last quarter century. Fact number three, cultures clash. There's nothing controversial about any of these things. And just like looking at this problem honestly.
But a culture clash doesn't necessarily translate to, you know, you're going to get murdered.
Absolutely, no. And if, sure, if somebody's saying that, they're fear-mongering. I mean, it could be a part of it.
But that's what this is all about. The no-go zone thing is pure fear-mongering. There's more coming up here.
It's not pure.
Yes, it is.
Cultural clashes going on.
There's more coming up. That's different than you're going to get killed or raped just because you're walking down the streets. 855-453, like freedom, it's Free Talk Live.
You're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go. Go to your phone. Because if you give us a call right now, you'll be able to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling MiniCPAP.com, 1-800-768-3138. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-768-3138. That's 1-800-768-3138.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextracts.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Love or loathe him, Donald J. Trump is our 45th president. There is no denying now that Trump will go down in history, both despised and admired. Commemorate Trump's presidency with your very own Trump Silver Bust from TrumpSilverStatue.com. This museum-quality heirloom Trump Silver Statue Bust is hand-cast from 20 troy ounces of silver, a great investment from TrumpSilverStatue.com. Loathed or loved, own a valuable piece of Trump's legacy. Get your solid silver Trump bust today at TrumpSilverStatue.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in free here and bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. You can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian, Brett, and Mark in the studio here tonight. Mark, you mentioned that you got a donation for hope.freetalklive.com there during the break.
Yeah, we got some. We've been doing pretty well. We're raising for the next phase. The next phase is $3,000.
Phase of what?
The building of the orphanage in Jinja, Uganda. So okay. Free Talk Live is working with Cell 411 and Jax.io to build an orphanage for about 45 kids in Jinja, Uganda. And the workers, we fund it, they do the work. They buy the supplies and they
I'm good at doing that.
Yeah. And
not
they
so good at work.
Just finished the concrete floor of the second floor, so soon we'll be seeing the supports go up for the columns for the second floor. Then I think they put the roof on, then they finish the walls. I'm not entirely sure of the order that these things are going to go in, but that's what we're working towards right now, is funding for that particular phase. And I'm at I haven't done the math, but call it 400 of the 3,000 raised, so I need about $2,600 in order to move on to the next phase. So if you're out there and you want to see 45 kids have a place to, a real bed of their own rather than sleeping on the floor head to toe in a dark room with no electricity. They're going to have a bed. They're going to have electricity. They're going to have a place to put their stuff. They're going to be able to wash their face so that they can go to school. And there's a garden outside so that they can raise vegetables so that they can fund the school into the future. They'll own the building, but as far as I'm concerned, it's going to be their job to fund operations after that. So please go to hope.freetalklive.com. I want to help these kids. I want them to have an opportunity. Hope.freetalklive.com. We're all lucky. Our children are lucky to have been born here and take advantage of so many of these things. They're not so lucky. Hope.freetalklive.com.
And it was our caller earlier, Socrates, who made that donation, which was then tripled by double matching.
That's right.
So get cell411.com, jax.io. They have ponied up this extra money. So you donate $10, it becomes $30.
Yeah, I'm so grateful to Socrates and all the listeners out there.
So once again, that's hope.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Scott, who has been waiting for a little bit here, patiently, hopefully, in Massachusetts. Scott the Bigot, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, Mark, Ian, and Brett. People that are wondering about America, its government, and all the craziness, we have to realize that in a few words, we're a Zionist-occupied government. And to those who do not understand that, in layman's terms, your government is controlled by and for the Jews.
Starting
it's
when?
So complicated.
For those of us who are novice to this, I mean, there's a lot about this subject that I do know about. But
you're a conspiracy guy. You like to research them, right?
Not to even call it. I mean, I guess this does fall into the realm.
This is total conspiracy.
Don't call it a conspiracy. I've been here for years.
All right. So, Scott. Zionist occupied government starting when? Just help me understand this blind spot for me.
I would say that the Zionist occupied government has been here for I would say go back as far as a century. It's always been here.
How did it get here? That's what I need to know.
Here from the Rothschilds from Eastern Europe. They controlled the banking industry. When I mean who's they, Paul Warburg, who founded the Federal Reserve System in 1913. The Rothschilds were primarily in Europe, but they sent their agents here in America. You got Jacob Schiff, who was a Jewish banker on Wall Street.
So through banking, but how do these ideas like permeate culture? Banking, having Jewish bankers like the Rothschilds,
right,
doesn't. I'm just asking, how does that get into the minds and the hearts of the American people, a Zionist agenda? Not through banking.
Through control of the press. The Jews control the press. They through the New York Times, the Sulzberger family owns the New York Times.
Now, when you say the press, you mean just the newspapers?
I mean everything. The Jews control everything.
I'm pretty sure they don't control this radio show or the radio stations that it, that it's on.
Oh, yes. They control from the New York Times to Michael Bloomberg.
No. I've worked in radio all my life.
Are you
to Hollywood? That's media.
Okay, yeah. So let's unpack Hollywood a little bit.
Yeah.
And it, again, I'm just expressing curiosity
yeah.
here. A lot of the Jews, like the Warners, who came, you know, from really war torn or like a lot of the Jews came from places in Eastern Europe where they were really poor. So one of the things that it seemed like a lot of them wanted to do, especially when they had lots of social and economic problems in their first stop in the United States, in New York. Remember, in the first couple decades of the 20th century, Jews were treated as badly as Irish people and Italians. In fact, the WASPs tried to prove, and this was not just, you know, WASPs on the street. This was in academia. They tried to prove that the Jews were actually some form of Negro. Their books were written about it.
Well, they were Oriental.
When a lot of the filmmakers, the Zanucks and the Warners, you know, left and set up in California, one of the things that I understand, and you can, this is talked about in Neil Gabler's book, but it's also talked about in a book we mentioned earlier in this show, Renegade History of the United States by Thaddeus Russell, they wanted to disconnect themselves from their Jewishness because all it had ever caused them in life was problems. So they made a lot of public statements like, I'm not going to help Jews. I don't want anything to do with Jews. I want to forget being Jewish. Is this a ruse? Is this a shtick or a scam?
No, they wanted to do that so that they could appear to get rid of their Jewishness because every country in the world that they went to threw them out. No country ever wanted them.
Well, they never had a state.
And they're wearing their welcome out in America now.
Okay, but Jews have never had.
I would like to go on record as welcoming Jews to come to America. Please bring your hard-working butts here. Stop giving all that revenue to the state of Israel. Bring it here to the United States and live the American dream and build something better.
Scott doesn't speak for anybody here.
He doesn't speak
nightmare.
For me.
What is the end game? You're calling it a nightmare. Just explain what the end game of a Zionist-occupied government is.
The end game is to control, first of all, Wall Street, which they do, control the media, which they do, control Hollywood, which they do, control American foreign policy, which they do, and tie it into three world Jewish-controlled movements, which is international Jewish finance, international Jewish communism, and international Jewish Zionism to control and conquer the world.
Why do they want? Why do they want communism? Let's just focus. That's a lot.
Slaves.
Why do they want communism? Is a question that I would love to have you answer.
All right. Well, we'll hang on to Scott. Hold that thought here, Scott. The bigot. 855-450 free like freedom. 855-450-3733. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you're invited to join us on the radio waves here. Our toll free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Me, Brett.
And me, Mark.
Let's go back to the phones and back to the fun. Do want to also remind you that if you want to get some shopping done online, you can help us out at the same time by going to shop.freetalklive.com. When you enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, there's Amazon UK, Canada, and Amazon US. Free Talk Live will get a portion of the purchase price. So whatever it is that you need to buy, Free Talk Live gets a cut when you start your shopping at shop.freetalklive.com. As we go back to Scott in Massachusetts, Brett from School Sucks Project had requested I keep Scott on because you had another question for him. His theory about this Jewish conspiracy, he believes the Jews want to take over the media, take over government, take over banking, and for the purpose of ruling the world or something like that. And you'd asked about communism.
Yeah, well, I mean, hold Scott over. Scott, I've heard you on the show going back years at this point. There's a market for you to start your own podcast in this day and age with this stuff. So tell me about communism and the Jewish connection, because I think, obviously, here, I'm probably going to agree with you that there were a lot of Jews on the intellectual side of the development of communism. Is that your position?
Karl Marx was Jewish. He invented communism. Communism is a strictly Jewish invention. When Tsar Nicholas II was overthrown, he was murdered in a bloody manner, 1917. The Jews, and I mean, a.k.a. Leon Trotsky, a.k.a. Bronstein, and others, were all revolutionary Jews. They destroyed the Tsarist regime and replaced it with a violent Jewish Bolshevik regime that became modern, the modern-day Soviet Russia.
What was it about Jewishness?
Absolutely Jewish.
I agree that there a lot of the major players in communism were Jewish. I would point out that if you look at the lineage or the history of a variety of intellectual movements, you will find a lot of Jews, including neoconservatism, libertarianism, liberalism. There's a lot of Jewish names in academia and intellectual pursuits. Now, you could say that, like, being a doctor, being an intellectual, being in finance are cultural aspects, but are you saying there's, or are you suggesting, or are you feeling that there's, like, some biological Jewishness aspect to communism or finance that most people are missing? Because I wouldn't agree with you there.
The Jews look at as Gentiles as stupid goyim. That's a, it's like calling a black man the N-word. It's a derogatory Gentile word for stupid Gentile. They control the world in their hands. To answer your question, yes, they're too smart. They're too intelligent. And that's why they have control of the world. And to answer your question, the Gentiles are too stupid to realize what's going on, this political correctness. You can't say, for example, like Charles Schumer or Adam Schiff, you'll see that they're you'll hear people say socialist or communism. You never hear anyone say that they're Jewish communists. That's precisely what they are, Jewish communists that want to overthrow America like the Jews overthrew Tsarist Russia in 1917. And it goes from Goldman Sachs, which controls this country's economy. Brett, it's so complicated. Anti-Semitism, people think that it's...
Hatred's pretty simple, man. It's not really that complicated. I mean, you just bunch everybody together. You bunch everybody together in the same group, and you talk about them as though they all believe the exact same thing. And I think you're just jealous. I mean, at the very least, you admitted that you know that you believe that Jewish people are smart. I don't think that... You know, I think there's probably some dumb Jewish people and some smart Jewish people, because they're people, and they're different. But it sounds like you're intimidated by them. It sounds like that, you know...
Let me be a little vague. These are international Jews that are
smart, according to you.
International Jews. What is an international Jew?
One that crosses borders.
An international Jew is a Jew that knows no boundaries, like the Rothschilds that have power in a banking house in Frankfurt on Main, Germany,
Jews,
or in Wall Street in New York City. They
what
have
percentage
no bounds,
of Jews
they
is an international Jew?
That's a good question.
Henry Ford. Named
him. No.
Did you hear the question?
What percentage of Jews are international Jews?
That's right.
What percentage? What percentage of Jews?
It could be a very. It could be. I would say within Jews today, maybe 5% of the Jewish race. And the
other are
doctors, whatever. These are Jews like Netanyahu, the Rothschilds, Lloyd Blankfein, who controls Goldman Sachs.
Now, let me ask you this. Does one need to be Jewish in order to be an international Jew, or is this some club that one can enter without being Jewish?
You have to be a Jew to be an international Jew.
Because these international Jews that you're referring to work with lots of people who aren't Jews to get the, you know, to make all of them rich.
That's
Isn't
right.
it possible that rich and powerful people just want to control us and it really doesn't have anything to do with their ethnicity?
I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's known as a Gentile front. In other words, these Jews that have power, like
so
Michael
it's not
Bloomberg,
possible.
They have Gentiles to cover their tracks.
You know, we had power and banking before the Jews could ever possibly have been in control, right?
Say that again.
We had power in this world. The world existed. People were in power before Jews existed, before Jews were powerful, before Jews had any kind of say in banking or anything like that. We had powerful people, and we had, you know, malfeasance, we had banking, we had all these things.
Yeah,
I don't know why all this stuff has to be assigned to a particular ethnicity, and
because
then when I point out that there are other ethnicities...
Because it's convenient for
it. No, it's not convenient.
Well, wait a minute. So there is a problem that I think Mark is bringing up, that the evil Rothschild family can be used as an avatar sloppily for all Jewish people, which I think is a little bit reckless and imprecise.
I'm going to say thanks for the call, Scott. We got a lot of other folks here that want to comment. Let's go to William. He's in Dallas, Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, William.
I didn't want to talk about Scott the Big Game, but I can't help but resist to say that, Mark, you kind of stole my thunder. I see all kinds of problems in this country, a lot of problems, governmental, et cetera. I would love to be able to point at one group of people and say it's all their fault, but I just can't, you know. I feel like it's more, I don't know what it is, but I can't point at a group of people or race, whatever. Anyway, you guys are good at, really, really good about talking about all aspects of a point. I think that's a talent. Kudos to you for that. Now, I also wanted to say on the guy who got shot, I had trouble with his name.
Philando Castile. That's
yes, sir. Okay. Yeah, I've been listening to the podcast, and you've talked. I've heard a bunch about it, and I don't know what to say. But
well, if you don't know what to say, you shouldn't have called in talk radio.
Oh, come on.
No, I'm messing it up.
Well, that's why notes are always a good idea. Next time, jot a few down. And, William, thanks for calling in tonight.
21 short hours away.
Yep, we always got another show right around the corner. And if you didn't get your thoughts out, you can always call back. Let's go to James. He's in Indiana, listening online. Hello, James.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
This guy and people like with that kind of a bias are laughable.
Sure.
Since it's just like, you got the... The Democrats, everything is Trump's fault, right? So
right.
Finding a scapegoat and just blaming everything on, just like you mentioned, on a group when there is a bad apple in every single batch. And
for sure. And the bad apples tend to rise to the top when, power is in, the offering. That's what attracts these bad people. They want that power. They want to wield it. They want to benefit their friends and punish their enemies with it. And it doesn't matter what religion they are. They're all over the place.
Yeah, unfortunately. Everybody probably heard of the Napoleon complex.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually pretty common among power-hungry people.
Yep, that's true. You can find all kinds of things in common among power-hungry people, no matter what their color or gender or where they were born or their religion. Thank you for the call tonight, James. I appreciate it. We're coming up here in moments. You can share your thoughts with us. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Moments remain. This is Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. 800-281-4224. That's 800-281-4224.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but there's enough time for you. If you dial in right now, we might be able to get you on here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. You've got Ian.
Brett.
And Mark.
And don't forget, if you want to help support Free Talk Live, one of the best ways to do it is to amp the show. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there for as little as $5 per month, or Bitcoin. So you can do PayPal, Bitcoin, credit card, whatever option is most attractive to you. But it's helpful for us to have that $5 a month coming in, because we can combine it together with other listeners' contributions and then use that to market the show more effectively to radio stations. We've got over 170 stations today. We could have more if we had a larger marketing budget, and you can help make that happen. And you'll get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, the AMP-only Facebook group. You get an AMP badge for the brand-new Free Talk Live forum, which you can check out at forum.freetalklive.com, and anybody's welcome on the forum. The amplifiers just get a special badge to identify who they are. And so you can get all that by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Again, that's A-M-P, AMP, as in advertise, market, and promote, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's talk to Sarah. She's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Brett, and Mark.
Yes. Have you heard of Edgar Casey, the sleeping prophet?
No.
Wasn't this guy a huckster? He was kind of taking advantage of people, reading palms, that kind of thing. Wasn't he one of those guys? Like a gypsy?
Well, most people would come with an illness, and then he would go into a sleep, and then he would come up with remedies. But in some of the readings, he would tell the people that that was their last embodiment, but you don't have to come back, you don't have to repeat anymore. So I guess they're considered like being an ascended master. They finally get to graduate out of Earth's schoolroom. So
Earth's schoolroom?
So all of the things, all sorts of remedies and all sorts of prophecy came out during that when he was in a trance.
I'm surprised that you hadn't heard of this guy, Brett Edgar Cayce. The critics say that they challenge his alleged psychic abilities. Medical health experts are critical of his unorthodox treatments, which they regard as quackery. This is from Wikipedia.org. Science writers and skeptics have suggested that the evidence for Cayce's alleged psychic powers comes from contemporaneous newspaper articles, affidavits, anecdotes, testimonials, and books. Martin Gardner, for example, wrote that while Cayce's trances did happen, most of the information from his trances was derived from books that Cayce had been reading by authors such as Carl Jung and others. Gardner's hypothesis was that the trance readings of Cayce contain, quote, little bits of information gleaned from here and there in the occult literature, spiced with occasional novelties from Cayce's unconscious, unquote. So basically they're saying this guy was a huckster and he was scamming people. But it sounds like you bought it hook, line, and sinker, huh, Sarah?
He was really telling the truth because he did. He said that he had lifetimes in Egypt and also Atlantis, and he also said that Atlantis would resurface again. And so, when we have this polar change completed, there's a polar switch, and then
the
all
poles
of the,
flip, the poles reverse, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
They talk about that on Coast to Coast.
I don't know if the 100 or 90 degrees, I don't know, but it's going to get flipped back to the way it was 11,000 years ago. That's
okay. When is this
going to
happen? When is this polar switch going to happen? When is this going to happen?
It's going to happen. It's happening now. It's moving. The North Pole is in Moscow.
Does it happen over a long period of time, or does it just all of a sudden switch one day? How does that work exactly?
Well, I think it switches I don't know, maybe in 10 years or 10, 15 years.
Still, so like, gradual enough. It's not like a breakdancing move that it does.
Florida and California is sinking. And I think remember the Grand Canyon used to be underneath the ocean. That's what it says. Like, they found all these artifacts. Well, I think it's going to go back underneath the ocean, like the way it was 11,000 years ago.
If we could, I think we need to laser in on one thing here and work on just one thing at a time. And what I'm interested in is the resurfacing of Atlantis. Can we talk a little bit about what that is? Like, I know that I think it was actually Plato talked about this and wrote about this. And he said that he, through his trips to Egypt, which you mentioned Cayce went to Egypt, Plato
embodiment. I said he had incarnation in Egypt.
Okay.
So he's reincarnated from some. Anyway.
Okay, so what is Atlantis and where does it resurface and how?
Okay, the word Atlantic Ocean, where does that word come from? There's nothing there right now, right? But there were chains of continents and islands 11,000 years ago, and that's what's going to resurface back up. See, it was.
Why? How do you know?
Okay, they call it Atlantis, the Atlantic Ocean, because there was the continent of Atlantis. That's where they get their name from. But you don't see much islands.
An interesting theory, but I mean, what is that? How does that make you?
They call El Dorado that because there was supposed to be a city of gold. But
so it's just
it's
under.
Not.
So wait, this continent. The story goes that this continent is just underwater, so they would be able to see it with mapping of the ocean floor, right? They'd say that's
which only 5% has been mapped.
Oh, okay.
That's correct. So when the polarity switches, all of the part that's bent is going to get pushed back up, like it was 11,000 years
would that,
ago.
Why would the poles switching make it so that a sunken island
it
comes
won't.
Back?
It won't. But there is some pretty suspicious stuff right off the west coast of Cuba. There's these odd shapes down there that look almost city-like. I don't know what Plato is going to know about that or anybody in Egypt, but it's interesting.
Well, it's the floor of Atlantis. It's pushing back up. But when we have a polarity completed, it will be pushed back up.
All right, so just a bit of information for you here. Now, I don't know where you heard about this pole switch thing. I realize this isn't Atlantis exactly, but I was just looking here at an article from NASA. Now, I realize they are the government, so they might not be being honest with you here, Sarah, but they do say that the switching of the poles can take Let's see. It says it happens about every 200,000 to 300,000 years, although it's been more than twice that long since the last reversal. The reversal of the poles happens over hundreds of, or thousands of years, and it's not exactly a clean backflip. Magnetic fields morph and push and pull at one another, with multiple poles emerging at odd latitudes throughout the process. Scientists estimate reversals have happened at least hundreds of times over the past 3 billion years, and while reversals have happened more frequently in recent years when dinosaurs walked the Earth, reversal was more likely to happen only about one every 1 million years, so probably not going to go down in the next 10 years.
Yeah, I don't really know how accurate they are, but I also
that's because you're getting your information from Coast to Coast AM.
Are you? Is that what you're listening to Coast?
Well, I stopped it. No, I stopped listening to it because they banned it from the KTOB here. So I can't stay up until 2 in the morning.
But she used to frequently listen to Coast to Coast AM.
What are you on to now,
right,
Susan? What are you listening to?
I read a lot of books, you know, that concerning Atlantis and so forth. But I just want to say, if you're an ascended master, like the founder of Hare Krishna movement, he was prophesied like 150 years ago before he came out. And the prophecy was that he was going to take the Indian Hindu religion and preach that to the Western world, and that's what he accomplished.
I keep telling people I am an ascended master, and no one believes me.
I want to say, and one of the reasons why I wanted to dig into this a little bit, in all of this stuff, this esoteric stuff, there are wonderful learning opportunities, because these are exciting stories, right? I know something now, or I feel like I know something now that I didn't know before. It's great motivation for learning. I remember when I was here before, I told you the story about the little boy that I used to work with. He was like 8 or 9, and he was a unschooler, and I would go and I would tutor him, and he was obsessed with ancient aliens, and we would try to create learning opportunities. Now, I didn't believe in ancient aliens or cryptids or Bigfoot or any of that stuff, but I saw how motivated
What's
he
cryptid?
Was. A cryptid is a Bigfoot, the chupacabra.
Okay, it's a critter that we really can't prove exists.
The Yeti.
Yeah. Bigfoot.
Oh,
it's Asian Bigfoot.
Kid was talking about that?
Yeah, he was really interested in it. He wanted me to help him make a trap for Bigfoot by digging a hole and putting some meat in it and then covering it with sticks and leaves. And
what evidence did he have that Bigfoot ate meat?
What's that?
What evidence did he have that Bigfoot eats meat?
Well, I mean, a primate of that size, Mark. Like, let's be real.
Well, here's what we're talking about. The Ascended Masters is not to brag that they don't eat or sleep or their blood is made out of gold. That's not their point is to brag. You know
my
what I
point
mean?
Is, I wish that, like, listening to this conversation, I feel like we've gone in a lot of different directions very, very rapidly, and I don't believe deeply in a lot of what you're saying, but I wish someone would create a kind of concept map of all of this stuff, how it relates to, you know, one thing relates to another, because one thing can go into another very easily.
That'd be fascinating.
And the veracity of all these things. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, thanks for being here, man. SchoolSucksProject.com. Is that right?
SchoolSucksProject.com. SchoolSucksProject.com/BadFest.
Check out more of Brett there, and we'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It is still in beta and sweeping the globe. All the information you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.